You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Feel different? Second time?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It does in so many ways. There's a familiarity of what's going on now. Last year was so exciting because it was new. I mean, every year is exciting, right? I mean, we dig every year, no matter what the circumstance. But it's different just because I'm more firmly planted and aware of Salt River and our players and our organization.
When you look back at last year, I mean, does it feel even better, the fact that you didn't really know this group, but you knew there was talent here, and the talent kind of came through?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a good season. There's no doubt about that. I think that, initially, I thought I knew a lot of the players just from seeing them from the other side. A lot of the big league players. Nolan, DJ, Charlie, Cargo. I mean, down the line of the guys that I managed against. And then once I truly got to know them as guys, as people, I realized that, this is a good group of men, first and foremost, and talented as well. So, and then as things unfolded, I always thought, all along that, we could perform like we did. Now the next step is to continue that and keep moving forward. That's always the challenge for every new season. I think every team that doesn't change. And we know that this is a new season, and anything can happen. But I know that we feel good about where we are.
And a couple of specific guys, if I might. Trevor Story, who both you and Jeff went out of your way to applaud his defense last year, and also applaud the fact that his offensive struggles didn't affect his defense. So for Trevor to take the next step offensively, what does he need to do this year? And were there signs of that?
The last six weeks of the season?
Yeah,
I think with Trevor, I didn't see 2016 up close and personal. I saw it, via video and via recap of, our staff, our front office. I think with a lot of players, I think that, a lot of players think there's going to be just a natural carryover. And I think with Trevor's case, I think there were some factors that went into him getting off to a slower start. And I think finally, as the season wore on, he realized that, like I've said, that every year's different. There are some standards that I think are part of a player's game that have to, obviously be reinforced every season about who you are as a player. And I can't speak for Trevor, but he could probably say, and I think I've heard him say it reading between the lines, that he tried to do some things in 17 that he did in 16 that were probably not the way to go about it. And whether it was trying too hard and focusing too much on mechanics and not so much on approach. Early in the season, trying to play catch up a little bit with what he did in 16. Those types of thoughts and actions don't work in our game because it's constantly it's constantly in the present, and you can't you can't play that way. You got to play in the present, in the moment, what's going on now, and so much of it is mental. And I think the last 6 weeks of Trevor was more indicative of who he can become. So to answer just simply your question is, being a good mental frame of mind, stay consistent in what's going on in the present, what you're working on now, you know, approach over mechanics, and you know, continue to look at some things that you know, just one or two keys for him, and not a whole bunch of things.
You've got a bunch of pitchers that are in their second year, just like Trevor was. I mean,
right.
In a lot of ways, is it the same that you've got
yeah.
to make sure these
yes.
guys simplify?
No doubt. No doubt. We talk about that all the time, that, you know, sophomore seasons are, you know, at times can be a trap for guys. And, you know, at the end of last year, when the season ended, you know, there were some, you know, sort of exit meetings with a number of our young pitchers about this season coming up and some of the things that they need to work on in the wintertime. Some of the things that they have to specifically concentrate on as far as pitch development, mechanics, and be ready for that come 18 and not, you know, rest on their laurels of what happened last year. So with that, I think, you know, those guys have, you know, done a nice job this winter. They've done a nice job here prior to spring training in their sessions on the mound and the preparation prior to the officially starting spring training to be in a good spot where, you know, they're continuing to grow and not, you know, thinking that, you know, just because I did it last year, I can do it this year. You know, there's a lot of good work going on.
From a coaching standpoint, how important was it for you guys to maybe not give each guy two or three or four or five different things, but maybe one or two?
There's, you know, there can't, you know, if you overanalyze things, you know, the old phrase, you know, paralysis by analysis can occur. So there were some key points for each guy that, you know, that we highlighted that to make sure they're aware of. And, you know, that was the focus of, you know, a handful of guys in some of their winter work. So that's how we sort of, you know, mapped it out.
Buddy, specifically along those same lines, Jeff Hoffman, I was talking a few minutes ago, and he offered up to me that for him the key is attitude. And he thinks he has a different attitude than he did last year. And I said to him, what he thought he was maybe a step ahead of where he truly was. And he says he learned a lot taking a different approach this year.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I really do. And that's, you know, for me, that encompasses maturity. And, you know, the sooner that, you know, a player has that self-realization of who he is and his and where he is maturity-wise, you know, that's a beautiful thing. It really is. And for Jeff to say that, that's great. And there's no doubt the talent is there. But, you know, Jeff said it to me, and he said it to you guys, that, you know, there's at times for players, an unrealistic evaluation of who they are and what they can and what really they can do. And I think, you know, Jeff learned a lot through last season. And I thought overall he handled it, you know, pretty well. You know, even, you know, not making the team out of spring training, and we tried to do some delivery things, and he was on board and went down to, you know, Albuquerque and did some good work. And then when he came up, man, you know, you saw those first five starts. It was 5-0. I mean, look at those. I remember when his numbers were in the when his innings count was in the big leagues like 30-something, 35. I mean, look at the strikeouts, look at the walks, look at the hits, look at the ERA. And then from that point, it sort of got away from him. But attitude is such a big part of this thing for players, and, you know, how they see themselves, how they see, you know, where they are in their career. And then with all that, you know, how to perform, you know, how to, you know, as from a pitcher standpoint, how to get outs. you know, how to get through innings, all those things. I mean, that's, you know, longer subject, but the same with position players, same thing. There's a you know, there's a learning curve for almost every player. And some players it's longer, some players it's short. It depends. It's individual.
And last year, I think when we came here, you had some really young catchers. And this year, you brought in Iannetta, and behind him, there are a lot of pretty young catchers.
Yeah.
Looking at that second catching position, assuming Iannetta stays, you know, healthy, what do you see? How do you see that coming together?
Yeah. You know, experience is the best teacher, right? So all the guys that we have in camp this year were in camp last year, right? There's really no new catchers who were in the organization last year, right? Almost, you look at them all, they were here in big league camp. Tony, Murphy, Rubago, Nunez, Vasquez, Ben Boom. You know, they're back for their second year. So, you know, that's, you know, comforting for us to know that all the things that, you know, Mike and I and the coaches, you know, threw on them last year. All the, you know, all our, you know, from anywhere, you know, the fundamental stuff about catching that Mike brought in, you know, our sign systems, our pitch calling system, our sequence, all, I mean, you know, myriad of things that we threw at him. I mean, it's a lot for a kid who was in low A ball or an A ball. And now, you know, some of these guys are, you know, are going to be up a level, but they know who I am, they know who Mike is, they know, you know, Stritty, they know, you know, what we know, they know what our expectations are. And they're, and for me, they're high. I mean, I have high expectations of catching. I'm tough on catching. And I'm very critical, and, you know, my eye is critical of that position. And these guys are handling it great, man. So, and there's a slew of guys who, you know, who have talent. And we'll see how it all shakes out.
As far as Walters and Murphy, Walters, you know, a lot of big league experience over the last 2 years when you look at it. I mean, lead catcher most of last season, Murphy, you thought he was going to kind of take off. I mean, you see that as a...
Well, Murph got a bad break, you know, when he got hit with the backswing from Rizzo. You know, that was a bad break. Because, you know, up until then he was having a, you know, nice spring. It was early in the spring, but, you know, he was acclimating himself. And they were all a young group, right? All those guys. It was a young group of catchers, and they're all back. But you know, right now they're all in a good spot. You know, they're a year older, so we feel good about, you know, really now, you know, being, you know, we can really dig in to be a little bit more detailed and, you know, on the coaching side more specific. There's not, you know, wide-ranging things that we have to cover that, you know, they sort of get it. So, you know, we'll refresh some of the wide-ranging things that, you know, that we did last year. But, you know, we can really get technical and really talk a little bit, you know, like I said, more specific and with a great deal more detail about, you know, that position and how it affects each guy individually.
Okay, buddy, I think both Thomas and I have written that right as it stands right now, it looks like first base is going to be Ryan McDaniel sort of get his shot. Ian, you don't know if he's going to be left field or first base, but he'll certainly be in the mix. Pat Blake has indicated that he might at least get a little bit of time there. Can you give us an idea as camp opens? What's your view of the first base?
Yeah, situation? I mean, there's, again, there's, like I said, I think there's a competition at, you know, a number of spots on our roster, first base being one, you know, an outfield spot being another. You know, Ian will fill one of those, right? You know, Ian will be, you know, he'll be at first base in the spring, he'll be in left field in the spring, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But, you know, Ian will be on the field. So that leaves, you know, Mac getting some at-bats at first, and Valleca is going to get at-bats at first, and, you know, we'll put Jordan Patterson at first, and, you know, there'll be some guys who'll get, you know, quite a few at-bats playing first base. But Ian's going to, you know, he'll get some at-bats at first also. So, again, we'll see how it all shakes out, but, you know, the McMahon, and you guys have written it, McMahon, Tapia, Dahl, and Talkman, and, you know, the guys who are here who have, you know, been in the big leagues will, you know, get we'll get a long look to see what you know, to see what that looks like.
Where do you think Ian's skills are as a first baseman right now?
Fine. Good. This guy was a shortstop.
Right.
Right,
and then an outfielder.
Yeah.
Right, and he played a lot more left field than he did first base last year.
Right.
For a variety of reasons. But you're pretty comfortable.
Absolutely. Okay. No doubt. Okay. No doubt about it. This guy was a shortstop. He's fine.
What is it like to walk in here every day and see a very healthy Chet Bettis, you know, because last year this time he was battling back. You didn't know the follow-up diagnosis coming, but to see him looking really healthy.
Yeah, I mean, he threw today, as a matter of fact, just a quick little pen, and he looked great. You know, we saw, I mean, me personally, live, you know, I saw flashes of, you know, of what, you know, everybody else has seen from Chad. So it's a really, you know, fantastic feeling to know that he's healthy. You know, the doctors feel good about, you know, where he's headed, you know, all his latest scans and doctor visits, you know, have been great. So, you know, mentally he's in a great frame of mind. Physically he's in a great frame of mind. And that's good for the club. That's good for the club.
I know that in the past, before last year, he kind of held out of games until later in the spring. He says that you guys approached him about, you know, getting out there early.
Against competition. Yeah, I think in the previous years, you know, this was brought to my attention that, you know, he was going to, you know, stay on the backfields a little earlier. There were some mechanics things that, you know, they were really solidifying Fosty and Homie with Chad. And then to, you know, sort of build up his stamina and pitch count with these mechanics, and, you know, really get the repetitions, you know, on the backfields before he got in big league spring training games. So now I think the pitching coaches and Chad are past that point where he really needs that repetition on the mechanics side in his delivery, where he feels, you know, the last, you know, 2 years have set him up for, you know, let's be ready to pitch when the exhibition season starts. So he feels good about that. And, you know, I think he's scheduled to pitch one of those first few games, you know, right out of the chute. I'm not sure, but you won't see him, you know, in the second week of spring training or the third week, whenever that was.